Close your eyes. Take a couple of good long, deep in and out breaths. And wherever you feel the breath most clearly, focus your attention there. Try to keep it there. Don't let it wander off. You're trying to develop some good qualities in the mind, and you have to stick with them for them to be really good. Otherwise, it's like starting a fire. You rub the fire sticks together, and you get tired and you stop. You rub them together again, tired, get stopped. It's never going to build up any heat. It's never going to catch fire. So stick with this. Don't let any little things come in and get in the way. When the Buddha was giving a synopsis of his teachings to his Arahant disciples before he sent them out, there's a section where he said, sabbabbapasakaranam, not doing any evil at all. And this applies to all the levels of the practice. When you're practicing your virtue, sometimes it's tempting to say, well, I practice my virtue most of the time. A few little lies here and there are not going to matter. But the whole point of virtue is that you give yourself protection. And if you have a few gaping holes in your protection, it's like having a fence around your house, but with a big gaping hole in the back of the fence. Anything can come in. So you have to watch out for those little slips. Same with your concentration. You're sitting here getting the mind to settle down. And it wanders off a bit while you come back, and it wanders off a bit again. It doesn't wander off very far or very long, but still it destroys the concentration. You don't get the full benefits out of your concentration that you could. We want to develop our discernment. Sometimes there are little tiny defilements here and there, so that's okay, I don't have to fight them. I've been fighting defilements long enough, let the few little ones come through, that doesn't matter. It's like trying to get a cake, but then you scatter sand over the top of the cake. Even though the sand is in little tiny bits, the cake is not going to be good to eat. So when you do good, when you're being generous, when you're virtuous, when you're meditating, try to be consistent in the good that you do. This is when you say you really are in training and not just going through the motions. It's the consistency that makes all the difference. It's the purity of your intention that makes all the difference. So try to maintain your intention as pure as possible. Otherwise, little things come in and they eat it up. It may not seem like much, but then, as I said, it's like getting a cake with some sand in the icing. It's hard to eat. It's much better when there's no sand at all. The same with your virtue, the same with your concentration, the same with your discernment. Don't let little bits and pieces come in and eat them away. Try to be as consistent and as holistic in your practice as you can. That's when you get the whole benefits. You get to lift your mind, as the Buddha said. That was how he concluded the synopsis. Lift your mind. Make it a heightened mind above the ordinary affairs of your defilements, above the ordinary affairs of the world. The world is going to have its ups and downs. Wherever there's gain, there's going to be loss. Wherever there's status, there's loss of status. Wherever there's praise, there's criticism. Wherever there's pleasure, there's pain. You want your mind to be above those things. When you do that by getting the mind really solid in its goodness, and that lifts the level of your mind. So even though the ups of the world, ups and downs of the world keep on going up and down, they don't have to have an effect on your mind. That's when you're safe. So try to make yourself safe all around. Make sure you have a fence all around the house, not just in parts. Make sure that the cake you make and the cake you eat is good all the way through. After all, you want good things, so you have to... You want the good things to be complete, you have to make the causes complete. Only then we'd be following the Buddhist teachings, only then we'd be getting the benefit of following the Buddhist teachings in a complete way.